And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Christian Hand breaks down the music.
Good morning, Mr. Hand.
Good morning, everybody. I decided today I was going to go for it's a deep cut from it's a little known album. I don't know if you guys know this one. Andy's going to pick up a song fight.
I'm looking forward to hearing the drums isolated. That's a sick beat going.
It's Mick Fleetwood, the Giant. All right, so obviously this song needs no introduction, neither does the band. It's Fleetwood Mac from Rumours, of course, one of the greatest cocaine-fueled albums in the history of songwriting.
Cocaine and hate.
Everything. Lindsey Buckingham's divorce in... what's the name? Mick Fleetwood's banging. What's the name? The McVees are getting divorced. Everybody's having sex with each other. They're living. It's an amazing book by Ken Kaye or Kaleigh, who produced the album, which you should get because it tells the inside story. This is Mick Fleetwood. Beautiful Tom work. Solid.
I've never heard a beat quite like it.
It's like a disco, but not. Right? I mean, it's got the... It makes you shake a tail feather. So solid. An underappreciated Skinsman, I would say. And then back to this.
So, what does a musician do? They have the melody, they know what the song is, and they just sit down and write their piece?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a cute question. I love it when non-musicians ask cute questions. It's like, so what do you do as a golfer? Do you approach the ball and do you hit it with the stick, or does the ball hit the stick before you? It's like an innate thing. You have no idea why it happens. When you're in the room and you're writing music, it's an incredible experience. This bass line is one of my favorites. This is, of course, John McVie. And it initially seems so simple. But you got to remember, you got Lindsey Buckingham putting guitar over the top of everything, so you can't take up a lot of room.
And this is simple.
So good, though. And the melody...
Once again, never knew this was underneath it.
Right? So what's really cool is when you... Then he goes back to chugging along. So when you put the drums in with it, this is really awesome. I love this bit. So this is...
This could be the dumbest thing I've ever said, so everybody listen up. But did that beat with the bass and the drum not have a little bit of a Ramones Violent Femmes feel to it?
It's probably got a little Ramones in there.
I love that.
How come Gina's comments are being accepted and mine was deemed as cute?
Because you're an idiot.
Couldn't have said it better.
That's simple. So I love this bit when it goes to the toms and... McVie's just rolling along. So this is like the whole song is happening just between these two instruments. You know exactly where you are. Right? And then the end is really great when the guitar solo happens. Listen to what the two chaps do together here. Just charging. It's it's such an amazing journey that this song goes on, and it's only like 3 minutes and 45 seconds long, if not even that, maybe 3:30. It is. It's a little beat on the brat there. Gina, good observation.
Thank you.
Well done. 10 points for you. Mark, you're going to be held back after class because you're stupid.
How many points do you have? Clapping erasers after school.
Yeah. You'll be cleaning out the closets. All right. So let's get to Lindsey Buckingham. So this is, he is, they did a tour of like 10 years ago maybe that they did the DVD of, and it's really beautiful. They finally got all back together. Watch that DVD because you get to really see how incredible a guitar player Lindsey Buckingham is. So there's a bunch of guitar on this track, obviously, and a little bit of keyboards from the lovely Christy McVie. So let's just listen to the first section. Just joining us and wondering, is Mark playing guitar in the studio? No. We're listening to the broken down guitar tracks of Fleetwood Mac's Go Your Own Way this morning. Listen to this acoustic sound. Lindsey. Single note. And it's so raw. Like you wouldn't imagine that this song had this sort of raw energy. I'm going to save the guitar lead to the end, and we'll check out So that's one set of guitars. Mark, any questions?
None at this point. Good. Thank you, Christian. I appreciate you.
I'm here to help you, pal. Just want you to understand music. So here's the chunkier guitar track. So when you put these together with the other ones, you'll hear it come together. This is your verse. And here comes the chorus. We'll be three with Christy. So beautiful. We're back in. So let's now put all of those guitars in together. So this is what the chorus sounds like. Single bone. Texturing people. All right, so there's always two parts of these breakdowns where people go, oh, that's what I wanted to hear. So let's listen to Lindsey Buckingham's guitar lead on the outro of this song is epic.
Mm-hmm.
this is the basis to it. This is the chords. The big jam at the end. Everybody knows it. Well, here's what Lindsay's playing. Ready?
God, I love this guy.
Here we go. Ready?
Maybe unbearable as a human, but his guitar work, would you not say?
It's incredible.
Do you think the genius has to come with a bad attitude?
No, I was just kidding. He's not unbearable. He seems a lovely chap. But all artists are difficult. Right here, ready? I mean, what is he doing here? This bit right here? All right, so let's take a moment and just listen to all of that in context without the vocals so we can hear what he's doing. Ready? Like, people always ask me, like, Steph, you could drum for, like, any band ever, what would it be? And I'm like, why on earth would I want to be a drummer in a band? It's the worst job ever. I do it every freaking time. I want to be a guitar player in a band, and it's either going to be Alex Lifeson from Rush or David Gilmour from Pink Floyd, if you could be one. I mean, to stand in front of an amp and make that hellacious racket, get way more laid than you do as a drummer, too. All
you don't want to sweat in the back for no attention?
Sucks. Okay. It's the worst. I've been there. You got all the gear in the world. You got to bring it to the gig. You got to set it all up. You got to break it all down. And while you're breaking down the gear, the guitar player's getting laid, the lead singer's getting laid, the bass player's home with his girlfriend, and you're still working out while your hi-hat can't fit in the back. It's the worst job ever.
Hey, I like the fact that the bass player's at home with his girlfriend.
Always. Guy's always got the most stable relationship in the band. It's the truth. All right, so here's the magic part of this song. Let's give these guys some room.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could, baby, I'd give you my world. How can I, when you won't take it from me?
Ready?
You can go your own way.
Wow.
Go your own way.
Incredible.
You can call it another lonely day.
Okay, so this is what you need to remember when you listen to this. These people are all breaking up with each other. This song is written by him about how much he hates the chick who's standing right next to him in the vocal booth singing it with him, and they're pulling this off.
You can go your own way.
They're telling each other how much they don't like each other.
That's like Rosanna good.
Yeah.
Another lonely day. You can go your own way. Go your own way. Tell me why everything turned around. Packing up, checking up, so you wanna do. If I could, baby, I'd give you my world. Open up, everything's waiting for you.
All right, so literally, he's saying, pack it up, shacking up's all you want to do, while she's banging the drummer in the band who they're playing with. This is incredible, man. How much emotion is in this dude's vocal delivery? And they wonder why Rumors was such a massive record. They meant every word.
You can go your own way.
And then the middle bit is this, which is...
You can go your own way. Go your own way.
Lindsay.
You can call it another lonely day. Another lonely day. You can go your own way. Go your own way. You can call it another lonely day.
All right, so indulge me for a second because I just want to show you how brilliant John McVie is on the bass. So listen to the vocal and the drums and the bass together to hear how these melodies are working. It's so beautiful.
Get it from me. You can go your own way. Go your own way. You can call it another lonely day.
I mean, that engine room is just...
If I could, baby, I'd give you my world. Open up, everything's waiting for you. You can go your own way.
I mean, the song is so good with just these three layers. All right, so let's put it all together, man. This song is, I mean, if you've ignored, that was one of the things that was really cool, as people have said after the live ones that I do, is that when you can take a song like Hotel California and rehear it for the first time again,
yes,
after hearing it a billion, quadrillion times, and then suddenly rehear it for the first time, it's such an epic gift. And now when you listen to Rumors, just go back and buy that record if you don't have it.
Isn't the right thing to do? How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could, maybe I'd give you my word. How can I, when you won't take it from me? You can go your own.
Can you hear the bass line now, Gina?
It was amazing.
You can call it another lonely day.
And it matters all of a
sudden. Yep. Right? That's why he has a girlfriend.
Good God!
He's the guy. The bass player holds it together every time. You hear that little... Now you never heard that before. All right, so if you want to know more about this record, there's a great book by Ken Kelly that you can buy. There's an incredible documentary, the classic album series on iTunes. Rent that for like $1.99. Buy this album if you don't have it because it's worth having. And if you want to come on Saturday, June 25th, I'll be at Swing House for my next live breakdown, which is ironic considering what's happening in my life currently. I will be doing two Led Zeppelin songs that night. Wow. And I spend an hour on each one. It's much more in depth than I'm doing here. The ticket link is on the Andy in the Afternoon page. It's on the front of the
the Sounds main page, I think, and it's the Swing House ticket link. Click on it. I'll see if we can get it on Mark in the Mornings.
Well, I'll do it right now.
Okay. And then
the link will be on Mark in the Morning Facebook.
Just go there. There's only a few tickets left. It's 200 people. It's really intimate, and it's awesome. I'll do two songs. It's about 2.5 hours. There's a restaurant next door. You can grab dinner before. It's a great date night. And if I may, if you're interested in new music, then please listen to my show Sunday nights at 9 p.m. On The Sound. It's called If You Like That. And I play old, established artists and songs that you know, and then I link it to newer stuff so that you can finally dig through the millions of pieces of music that get released every week that you've got no idea about. So that's two things. June 25th, Swing House Session. Get the tickets on the Mark in the Morning Facebook page. And then I'll see you Sunday nights at 9 p.m. for If You Like That on The Sound. So
I got a quick story I think you'll like. When I was with Mark and Brian, we were going to have Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham on the show. Mikey, you might have been there when this happened.
Yeah, I was there.
Okay, so Stevie comes in, and she immediately wants to go to the green room, which they took her. And there was a door to the green room that had a small window. She asked that be covered with paper. She was not in a great mood. She asked for tea, green tea. So she was gotten the tea, and according to the person that was handling her, she wasn't speaking at all. And so then Lindsey shows up. And he is aware that there is a mood happening. He is aware. And so he just kind of sits down, and you could tell he had been through this drama 100 million times. And he was just kind of like, okay, here we go again. So then word comes that she is not going to sing. They were scheduled to do one song. She has said now she is not going to do that. Okay. So and when it was told to us, Stevie or Lindsey just looked at me like, nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
So then it's time for Stevie to be brought into the room. Tito, who worked for us, was a bit of a hippie. Not a bit. He was a hippie. And he was standing in the hallway so that when Stevie walked past him, she couldn't miss him. And he was holding this little leather bag. And in it, he had put herbs, trinkets, stones, hippie crap. And so as Stevie walks by, he hands it to her and saying, I put this together for you. She wrapped her hands around it and then put it to her chest. They stood in the hallway and prayed. And then she came into the room, and after maybe 10 minutes holding that bag, she and Lindsey did this. This was one of the most incredible moments that I have ever witnessed anywhere, anytime. Cupping that bag and singing Landslide.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around.
Then that night, Stevie herself called the switchboard and asked to speak to Tito.
Was this totally normal to him, or was he starstruck?
Well, he was completely starstruck. He made her a hippie bag.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And there was not a dry eye in the whole building that day.
I'm sure.
From this. It was unbelievable.
It's probably one of the most amazing musical performances. Again, knowing the story behind that this wasn't going to happen, and then it did. And all of it, thanks to Tito.
Rails of cocaine for all.